You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 263, Thriller by Michael Jackson. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. No one can think of Halloween without bringing to mind images of slasher flicks, pointy-fanged vampires, the undead, and this seasonally themed but loved year-round 1984 hit, Michael Jackson's Thriller. In November of 1983, Michael Jackson released the song Thriller and album of the same name across the world, except America. The song was held back from release until January of 1984 because Jackson wanted the now-famous music video, which consisted of a fully developed storyline of Jackson and actress Ola Ray trapped in a 1950s horror movie, complete with choreographed zombies. But before it was a top 10 single, the song started out as a song by Rod Temperton called Starlight. The original chorus hook was Starlight, Starlight Sun, but thankfully, after some edits at the urging of Quincy Jones, it was changed to our now iconic Thriller, Thriller Nights. After the demo recording, Quincy was not impressed enough by it to make the album's title track, and said to Temperton, "You managed to come up with a title for the last album, see what you can do for this album." Temperton wrote over 300 titles that night and settled upon Midnight Man before settling down to sleep. According to Temperton, when he awoke the next morning, Thriller just suddenly came to him. "You could visualize it on top of the Billboard charts," he said. "You could see the merchandising for this one word, how it jumped off the page as Thriller." Thriller, the song and album, became the pet project of Jackson, Jones, and Temperton. Jones informed them that they were going to single-handedly save the recording industry. They recorded its seven tracks over a period of 8 weeks. They each took painstaking care in the choices of musicality of the noises which joined the song. They wanted to be appealing to everyone while still truly fitting within the horror genre. There had never been a successful horror song of sorts before Thriller, and many would argue none have done it as well since. And before the digital age, when VCRs were still relevant, the VHS of the music video and a behind-the-scenes making of became and still holds the record for Guinness's best-selling video of all time. Thriller's iconic video, directed by John Landis, has been forever immortalized in the National Film Preservation Board's National Film Registry of culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant films. It was the first music video to be included in this set. It has also been deemed the most famous video of all time by the Library of Congress. It was nominated for 6 awards and won for Best Performance Video, Best Choreography, and Viewer's Choice at the first MTV Music Video Awards in 1984. It is also considered a major cultural milestone, being the first time to merge the music video with mini-movie, making a full-length, choreographed, scripted, acted, and costumed feature. The song, the album, and the video remain on dozens, if not hundreds, of top 10 best lists. Entertainment Weekly's review of the Thriller video read, quote, "Every aspect of the 14-minute horror musical, directed with creepy comical zest by John Landis, is beyond iconic. From Michael's red leather ensemble to the immortal, no pun intended, herky-jerky zombie dance and wah-ha-ha Vincent Price narration." Almost all the reviews seem to read much the same. No one could say anything bad about the entire project. According to MTV, it is the greatest music video ever made. Even the popular show Glee did a cover, mashing it up with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs' Heads Will Roll, achieving an entertaining vision of the song. It has been covered by more than 25 different bands and individual singers on albums. While Temperton was writing the song, he said he'd envisioned a talking part at the end, but had no idea what to do with it. He just knew there had to be a, quote, voice from the horror genre to read it in order to really complete the piece. Quincy Jones' then-wife Peggy Lipton knew Vincent Price and suggested him for the part. It was a match made in, well, it hardly seems appropriate to say heaven about a song of the undead. I'm gonna bring it
tonight. Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Vincent Price's narration in the song was not actually written until Temperton was on his way to the recording studio in the back of a taxi. He quickly penned down the eerie words that he speaks, and while many takes were done of the dialogue and various noises to be inserted into the song, the entirety of the spoken portion was take two.
The foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
It's probably been covered by thousands of different individuals through the years, truthfully, especially if you count karaoke on Halloween, and the zombie dance can be seen at any nerd, geek, theatrical, or zombie conference or gathering. Thriller is a thriving part of our culture nearly 2 decades after it's released and past the death of its maker. Why? Because it's Thriller.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Marlissa Doss and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks.